All right, first of all, your place in our school. So, you may not know this, but in the same way that you chose our school to take guitar lessons from, we chose you. When you filled out the questionnaire before you came, your communication with me in setting up the lessons, the free trial lesson and the actual free trial lesson itself, you know, your goals, what you wanted to do, you know, you were being evaluated during that time. And believe me, you know, there was a time many years ago where when I was first starting teaching, I would take anyone who was willing to pay me. And what I realized is that's not the way to do business. You know, the way to do business is to have clients who are getting way more value than they're paying. That's if that's the case for you, that's where I want you to be. And if that's not the case for you, I want you to tell me what I can do better, like all the time from now on. You know, I don't cater to people's every whim. It's not what I'm saying. But if there's something that's hampering your overall sense of value, you know, this is the way I want to be thought of through the whole area, you know, for 20 miles or 50 miles, however long, however big circle of geographical area around our school, you know, I want our reputation to be, you know, amazing. And I'm just saying it out front. This is my business philosophy. And part of that is not taking students who don't fit in with that. An example of this is someone who just wants to take lessons every once in a while. Well, can't I just call you and take a lesson every now and then? You know, I'll do the work in between. You know, I just don't do that. And I can't monitor people's progress. And usually people don't practice the right things in the right order, or sometimes they don't practice at all if they're coming irregularly. But I'm digressing. That's just one example of a type of student who wouldn't fit in with the school. So the fact that you're here means you automatically fit in. Secondly, I personally am very musically diverse. And, you know, I really do love a lot of different types of music. You know, I've been in everything from a punk band to jazz ensembles to even playing classical music with a flautist, for example. And I like to listen to a lot of different things. One of my favorite questions on the questionnaire is what bands are you listening to? And some people write down a lot of different artists. And oftentimes I never heard of people. We live in such a wonderfully diverse and technologically advanced compared to how we used to be world. So that when someone, you know, says an artist you haven't heard of and you think you might like, you can just type their name in and search for them and hear some music, usually for free, you know, or at least on Spotify, which I love. So I love that question. So if you're wondering about whether you fit into the school, you do. And if you're wondering about, you know, whether your particular musical taste is appropriate, you know, I welcome it all. Every time a student says to me, well, I'm not sure if this is appropriate, but. And I'm like, you know, as soon as I hear that, I'm like, bring it on, man. I want to hear it. No matter what it is, I want to hear what it is. And we welcome all ages, you know. We welcome every type of different background. So I just love it all. It's part of the joy of teaching is having lots of different types of students and types of musical interest. And so you are unique. And only you bring what you bring. No one else can bring exactly what you bring, how you bring it, in terms of your personality and in terms of your musical interest. So bring it on, and thank you for being here.